This is Twit.
Hi, David. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Your computer's full.
Yes, yes. I'm running out of space, and I know you mentioned this program called WinDRIStat.
Yeah, WinDRIStat. I like. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it gave me a bunch of installer files that are still loaded on my computer, and it's taking up about 25 gigabytes.
WinDRIStat is.
Yeah.
No, WinDRIStat's not taking 25 gigabytes.
No, not WinDRIStat, the installer files.
Oh.
When I ran the scan.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm not sure what they mean by installer files, but my suspicion is that's including, this is a common problem, Microsoft's hot fixes. So every time you patch Windows, and as you have been probably for years, there's a new hotfix file saved there, and that can add up to considerable. 25 gigs wouldn't be too much. So
okay.
I suspect that's what those are, but you can't delete them necessarily because you might need them.
Yeah, and that was my question because in WinDRIStat,
can you see what the can you see what the name of the file is?
Yeah, they're MSI and MSP files.
Yeah, those are installers, but do the names begin with things like KB258793 something like that? Those are hot fixes. Some are uninstallable, some are not, and I would be careful about removing them.
Okay.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah. What folder can you see from WinDRIStat? What folder these files are in?
I don't have it open.
It's not in
right.
front of you. Yeah. So I can't, without more information, I can't tell you can delete it or not. I would start with, what version of Windows?
This is 7. The one I'm running right here is 7.
All right. So there's a disk cleanup utility. Maybe you've already used it. If you haven't, that's the first.
Yeah, I did all that.
Yeah, I figured. Because that's not too aggressive. And you don't, frankly, want it to be too aggressive. Because you don't want to delete something you need. So disk cleanup, for those who don't know, you just hit the start key on Windows, the Windows key, and type D-I-S-K, and it'll show up, and you just hit it and run disk cleanup. And then you can clean up system files. Windows is smart enough to only delete things it knows about. One big one is previous Windows installations, but you probably don't have that since I bet you bought that system with Windows 7.
Yes.
But if you upgrade to Windows 10, for instance, it'll save the old Windows 7 files, and that is a significant amount of space. The other thing you can do safely is uninstall programs you don't need, and you can do that, of course, from the Programs and Features menu and just walk through it and see if you need everything that's installed there.
Yeah, I did everything. The one question I do have you ever heard of a program called Win Cleanup?
Yeah.
Okay, so what that does, it lists all the unused files. Basically, what it's supposed to do is list all these files that says they're not being used, and you can delete them. You scan your computer. So when I ran it, it listed all these MSI and MSP files.
Okay.
It says they're unused files. My question, it gives you...
The truth is, you can delete them. If you need them, what'll happen... what I would do is delete them and immediately run Windows Update.
Okay.
And it'll download anything that you did need. I don't think it'll break anything.
That's my concern, because it's definitely going to free up quite a bit. Because I'm
25 gigs. Yeah, that's enough to keep going for a while.
Yeah. So my big concern was if I delete something, am I going to have to rebuild my operating system or something?
Well, that potentially, it depends what they are. Remember that when you install a program, most programs have that uninstall feature. That's why they keep the installer around in many cases. That MSI file, which is a Windows installer file, is an uninstaller as well. So if you delete it, you might have to, this is not the end of the world, just re-download that installer, that program, and then you can install and uninstall, or sometimes you can go right to uninstall. Somebody in the chat room, Twisted Mister, is saying, there is a, make sure that it is not in a folder, WinSXS.
What is that again?
WinSSS. It's hard to say. The SXS folder. Now, it's a system folder. It's files that you need for your Windows installation, backups, updates, things like that. It is probably where those hot fixes are stored. It can take up a lot of space, and it's my best guess that that's where all these files are. Windows Disk Cleanup will delete unneeded files in that SXS file. That's hard to say. SXX file. But it will only delete files it knows it doesn't need. To do that, you have to hit the button that says Cleanup System Files. Those are the ones in the... Anyway,
yeah.
You got it, right? But I think you... So here's the safe thing is that Windows... built-in Microsoft program. The less safe thing is to use this third-party program and just cross your fingers. In most cases, here's my strong suggestion before you do this. The safest thing would be to make a copy of the folder, but you probably don't even have the space to do that. The next safest thing is just make sure you have a Windows install disk, right, that you can run and repair anything that you accidentally delete. So if the computer, if you do this and the computer won't boot, then I would say your next path would be to put the Windows installer in and do a repair. And I think that would probably get you back on your feet. So make sure you have a recovery disk.
Okay, or make an image, something like that.
Image is good too. Hey, if you could do that, that's a great idea. Then go ahead and be aggressive, because worst case, you'll be 10 minutes away from back to where you were before.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, how big is the hard drive?
It's... Where is it? Hold on 1 second. It is 107 gig, or that's what it's showing that I have, 107 gigs.
Total?
That's what it's saying, free on my C drive.
Oh, that's free. Well, that's enough free to live, but yeah. My point being, you can get a bigger drive pretty cheap and swap it in if this becomes an issue again. Drives are big and inexpensive.